T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Come celebrate the first anniversary of Allen Edmonds Germantown store going on now. Stop in and save 15% on Allen Edmonds branded shoes and accessories during the anniversary celebration now through September 10th. Allen Edmonds, an American original.
Experience exhilarating midway rides, fair food, and an awesome youth talent show with today's perks deal. A discounted family four-pack of tickets to the Mid-South Fair. The Mid-South Fair is back at the Lander Center, September 21st through October 1st. Get yours at getmyperks.com.
You know, the weather is perfect for golf, and it's the perfect time to join Irene Golf and Country Club off Hacks Cross Road near 385 and on the web at IreneGolfCC.com. There are multiple platinum membership options to choose from, all with no initiation fees. And the best part is you aren't even required to spend a monthly amount in the pro shop or the bar. If all you want to do is golf, then golf. Plus, all memberships include card and range balls. And if you join this month, your first month is free. That's right. If you join this month, Irene will give you your first month of membership free. Seniors, it's only $160 a month for all you can play Monday through Friday. 35 or younger, it's only $135 a month for the Young Executive Membership. Irene features a challenging layout with championship Bermuda greens, and the course is in excellent shape. And as always, don't forget all the other amenities Irene offers, like the restaurant, fitness center, pool, and tennis courts. Irene Golf and Country Club, right here in Memphis, off Hacks Cross Road near 385, and on the web at IreneGolfCC.com. Irene Golf and Country Club.
Act now. Get the speed and reliability of Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 12 months. Experience speed at a great low price, all for $19.99 a month. Call 1-800-XFINITY and ask how to get more than 2 times the speed for just $10 more a month for 12 months, or 7 times the speed for $20 more a month for 12 months. Compare that to AT&T, and you'll see why Xfinity delivers faster, more reliable Internet. Plus, Xfinity delivers the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. AT&T doesn't. AT&T can't give you the speed Xfinity does. Get the reliably fast speeds you need and the most Wi-Fi coverage throughout your home with Xfinity. Call 1-800-XFINITY now to get started with Performance Starter Internet for $19.99 a month for 12 months with a 1-year agreement and eco bill and auto pay enrollment. Plus, ask how to get more than double the speed for just $10 more a month for 12 months. Don't wait. Call 1-800-XFINITY today to get this great offer. Without eco bill and auto pay monthly service charge, increases by $5. Offer ends 9/21/17. Restricted supply. New customers only. Equipment tax and fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Wi-Fi claim based on Xfinity gigabit service. Router coverage and speed on 5 gigahertz band. Speed claim based on 2016 FCC Measuring Broadband America report.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. There will be a phase-out of R22 Freon in 2020. It may be time to upgrade your HVAC system. If you have a room that doesn't heat or cool well, it may be time to take a look at the options for a ductless mini-split system. Come to our new interactive plumbing, heating, and air conditioning showroom in the Broad Avenue Arts District and let us educate you on the money you can save with the new high-efficient HVAC systems and Wi-Fi smart thermostats. Are you ready to upgrade your shower, toilet, or tub? The new Choate's showroom offers the perfect opportunity for the public to come in and see the newest faucets, steam showers, tankless water heaters, and is the perfect place to get ideas on your new bathroom or kitchen remodel. Be sure to come by this week at 2526 Sam Cooper Boulevard and enter to win a free water heater or air duct cleaning. And remember, Choate's. Let our family serve your family.
Download the new 92.9 FM ESPN app. Search the app store for 92.9 FM ESPN. Listen, look, love. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. 92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing a unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parrish Show.
All right, I'm here. My name is Gary Parrish. Brad Carson's in studio producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day with no obstacles.
No disruptions. And I hope
you're ready for some football because the NFL season, as Hank Williams Jr. tells us, every Monday night, or at least he used to. I think maybe he's back to do that.
Yeah.
The NFL season is getting underway tonight. Are you ready for some football? It's Chiefs-Patriots. I'll watch it. I guess I'm ready. But am I excited by the launch of the NFL season? Not really. I find the opening of college football way more interesting than the opening of the NFL. Does that make me in the minority? We'll discuss in a second. First, let me set this afternoon schedule for you. 420, John Martin's going to be here. It's my little buddy. He's the co-host of Jason and John show. Used to date Cookie. Now he's married to Sam.
Yep.
I'll talk NFL with him. If I got a blind spot for professional football, I'll let him try to expose it.
Okay.
John Martin going to be with me in about 20 minutes. Finish that segment. I'll do four notable stories at 4:44, at which point we'll discuss four previously undiscussed stories. Among them, Roger Federer lost last night in the U.S. Open quarterfinals. Juan Martin Del Potro got the best of him, so there will be no Federer-Nadal meeting at the U.S. Open. We will discuss at 4:44. Yes, we will be talking tennis later on in this first hour. Tonight,
what's going on?
Four American women have made the semifinals of the U.S. Open, and they will be played in Flushing tonight. Coco Vandeweghe against Madison Keys. Then it's Venus Williams against Sloane Stephens. Four American women in the U.S. Open semifinals for the first time in 36 years, Brad Carson. This is rare stuff we're going to get the chance to watch tonight.
I am only aware of what's going on in tennis because of one Keith Easterwood. He brought it to my attention that this is something we should be paying attention to.
He brought it to my attention as well.
I'm all in now.
I actually tuned in last night and watched the Federer-Del Potro match.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was, like, kind of into it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what it made me think?
What?
Why did I ever stop watching tennis? Because when I was a kid, I watched tennis all the time.
Why'd you watch?
Like, I was into Andre Agassi. I was
I like
Michael Chang and Boris Becker and Yvonne Lindell. Like, I knew more tennis players then than I know now.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, I don't watch it anymore.
Loved Andre Agassi.
And I watched last night, and I was like, this is kind of fun. This is kind of cool. This is kind of intense.
Mm-hmm.
I think I might reconnect with tennis.
Why not?
We'll discuss later on this hour. The Redbirds took game one of their best-of-five series with the evil Colorado Springs Sky Sox last night. Mm. Former Major League Baseball All-Star hit a pair of homers for Memphis, so it was a fun night at AutoZone Park. We're going to discuss just before 5 o'clock in the Las Vegas Police Department once the NFL... specifically, Commissioner Roger Goodell, to investigate Michael Bennett's claims. They say he's lying. He says they're lying, so this story isn't going away. We'll discuss during four notable stories at 4:44. 5 o'clock, Jeff Calkins will join me just like always. And at 5:25, we'll get into an interesting story connected to some comments from Ohio State coach Urban Meyer. He said it, quote, drives him insane when he hears first-year coaches blame their early struggles on the players that they inherited from a previous staff. He was clearly referencing Tom Herman, one of his former assistants, comments from this weekend after Texas lost in Tom Herman's opener, a 51-41 to Maryland. Tom Herman essentially said, I don't know if anybody thought we were going to be able to sprinkle some magic dust on this thing and get it all worked out in 9 months, but clearly that's not the way this was going to go. Like, he was blaming the loss on, hey, it's these kids. That ain't my fault. Like, it's these kids that I inherited.
You're the one joining the team, bro.
Urban Meyer said, under no circumstances should you ever do that. It drives him insane. I agree with Urban on one point.
Yeah.
I disagree on the other. We'll get into that at 5:25, then we'll do dinner to go and get out of here. So that's the rundown. We got a lot to get to, but I want to start with the NFL season gets underway tonight. It is the Kansas City Chiefs against the reigning world champion, Super Bowl champion, New England Patriots. It's going to be played at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Mass.
Yeah.
The Patriots are like an 8.5, 9-point favorite. The over-under is right around 49. Kickoff is a little after 7:30. You'll be able to watch it on NBC.
And the commissioner's going to be there too, right?
The commissioner is going to be there as well. Wow. I imagine most of you are going to watch it because it's professional football.
Yeah.
And if there is one thing we love in this country, it is professional football. It is true that the ratings were down last year. There's a bunch of theories as to why that is. I might talk to Calkins about that at 5 o'clock because I know he discussed it on his show earlier today. Mm-hmm. But the truth is the NFL ratings still dwarf every other sport's ratings. Like, the NBA can't match the NFL. College football can't match the NFL. Major League Baseball can't sniff the NFL. The National Hockey League cannot sniff the NFL. College basketball obviously can't sniff the NFL. So even though interest seemed to be down last year, interest is still in professional football way higher than it is for any other sport in this country. Now, why is that? I think mostly it's just our appetite for football. That is our national pastime. Once upon a time, it might have been baseball, but that time is no longer. Football is our national pastime. I think fantasy football plays a role. It, at the very least, brings in people who otherwise wouldn't be there. I think gambling plays a role. It, at the very least, brings in people who otherwise wouldn't be there. But all that said, I do personally find the NFL way less interesting than I do several other sports. Like, when I look at this opening weekend of games, and it'll start tonight, Chiefs-Patriots, and then on Sunday we get everything from Jets-Bills to Falcons-Bears to Ravens-Bengals to Steelers-Browns to Cardinals-Lions to Jaguars-Texans to Raiders-Titans to Eagles-Redskins, Colts-Rams, Seahawks-Packers, Panthers-49ers, Giants-Cowboys, and then on Monday night, Saints against the Vikings, Chargers against the Broncos. I look through that whole list of games, and I swear to you, if you told me I don't get to watch any of them, I'd be like, okay.
Wow.
I'd be like, well okay. Now, I will watch tonight.
Sure.
And I'll probably watch Sunday night, and I'll probably watch some of Sunday, and I'll be on Monday. I'm going to watch, right?
Well, but it'll be because it's on.
Because it's football, and I'm probably going to have to talk about it, and they're going to put a point spread on it, and so I can make it interesting.
Sure.
But I am not naturally drawn to these football games the way I am naturally drawn to NBA games, certain ones, the way I'm naturally drawn to
I'm the same.
College football games.
Yep.
I was way more interested in the opening weekend of college football.
Yeah.
This past weekend of college football.
Me too.
Than I am in the opening weekend of the NFL. Like, if you told me I could take every NFL game and put it on a table for this first week, and I could take every college football game from this past weekend and put it on a table, and then we start ranking them in order of which I would want to watch them, like, it would take a while before I got to a professional football game.
Yeah,
I would have ranked Alabama, Florida State number one.
Right.
I would have probably ranked UCLA, Texas A&M number two because...
At that quarterback.
Well, that's part of it. But I was more interested in that was a matchup where in week one you had two coaches entering with job pressure, like real tangible job pressure. And one of them was going to be fired on message boards by the time he went to bed that night. We now know that it's Kevin Sumlin instead of Jim Mora. But that was a high-stakes football game for those men's careers. Like, it's possible that, you know, Kevin Sumlin's career changed forever on Sunday night. I was way more interested in Tennessee-Georgia Tech. Now, that might be more because of the region in which we live. But
there's a feature game, though. It was big.
But there's another guy in Butch Jones who was entering with real job pressure. Yeah. Like, if he would have lost that game, he'd have been fired on all the message boards late Monday night. And so...
And you get the trash can moment.
Yeah, but, like, you can't anticipate trash can before it happens. You just... I'm talking about... What is compelling to me?
Yeah.
What makes me go, okay, tomorrow this is what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
The next day this is what I'm going to do. Like, there's multiple. I just named three college football games that I was more interested in on a very basic level than any of the NFL games that will be played tonight or Sunday or Monday. And I'm wondering, is that unique to me? I know it's unique to me if you survey the entire country, because there's certain parts of this country, East Coast, where college football just doesn't really matter much. Like in New York City, trust me, today they ain't talking about college football. All right? It's all NFL, NFL.
No doubt.
But is it unique to me in this market? Do you think people in this market are more interested in college football than they are the NFL, the way I'm more interested in college football than I am the NFL?
We had this conversation in the back, and I think you are representative of most Memphians, I would guess.
I don't know the answer, honestly.
I don't either. But looking at our staff today, and we sort of talked about it, we did a lot of NFL today. I think you're with most people. in this market.
I'm typically, like, when I set something up, like I'm setting something up right now,
yeah.
I know whether I'm on this side of it or that side of it. Yeah. I don't know if I'm in the minority or the majority here. Yeah. I'll be interested to talk to John Martin about it because he comes from a different generation, and sure. I know he has a favorite NFL team. It could be partly that I do not have a favorite NFL team. Like, I don't love the Cowboys.
And you also don't do
love
fantasy.
The Steelers. I don't play fantasy football.
That is big. Like, the only reason I watch it, and I'm serious about this, the only reason I watch it is that damn fantasy football.
The big issue for me is that, A, I don't have a favorite team. So, like, right. I'm not, like, in not so much at this point in the season because, sure. like, the Mets season is over.
Right.
But
literally over.
But what I can do with baseball is be interested in my favorite team and then be interested in other teams that they're competing with mm-hmm. and root against them and root for them. And they're natural draws to Major League Baseball for me. There's natural draws to college basketball for me. There's natural draws to college football to me. Storylines are a big deal that draw me in.
Yeah.
NBA is filled with storylines.
Stars.
Like, NBA has incredible storylines. Like, NBA has almost gotten to where it's like professional wrestling in this sense.
Mm-hmm.
The storylines outside of the games are actually more interesting than the actual games. Just like in wrestling, the storylines surrounding the matches.
Yeah.
are more interesting than the actual matches.
True.
And so...
And every day in the NBA, it seems like.
Well, if you told me right now, okay, this NBA season that's about to get, you know, into the preseason, mm-hmm. then obviously started. Mm-hmm. Okay, what are the storylines that interest me? There's like a billion.
Sure.
Okay, it's like the Warriors going for another championship, and like, can anybody even get within striking distance of them?
Yep.
It's Kyrie Irving on the Boston Celtics. Mm-hmm. It's like this reshaped Minnesota Timberwolves team that like might be a real factor in the West. It is the Carmelo Anthony drama with the New York Knicks. It's Lonzo Ball with the Los Angeles Lakers. It's getting ready to watch Russell Westbrook and Paul George play together. It's wondering on a local level, like, is Chandler Parsons going to be able to be an effective basketball player with the Memphis Grizzlies? It's LeBron trying to get through the early season without Isaiah Thomas. Then it becomes LeBron trying to play with Isaiah Thomas. Like, there's a million things going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then you ask me the same thing about the NFL. Like, what storylines are you drawn to? I don't really know. I mean, I really don't know.
I don't know.
Like, is there a single storyline in the NFL that, like, grabs my attention? Honestly, outside of the protest, not really.
No.
Like, you know, Tom Brady's awesome, and that's cool, and I'll watch him play at the age of 40. Like, Tom Brady being perhaps the best quarterback in the world at the age of 40. Like,
Kaepernick.
That's interesting. But the Kaepernick story, like, ain't even actually, like, a football story right now. He's not a football player right now.
Right.
And so... What are the stories? Like, off the top of my head, I just rattled off a bazillion NBA stories that I'm interested in. And if you ask me to do the same thing for the NFL, I struggle to find those stories. I mean, I know the Ezekiel Elliott thing will be big when he comes back. And Dak in Dallas for his sophomore year is interesting. Like, that's certainly one.
Yeah.
But I don't know how many NFL stories can just grab the attention of the casual sports fan. There's a million NBA stories that can do that. How many NFL stories are capable of doing that? And if you're trying to find the answer to the question, why is interest still enormous in the NFL, but down from where it used to be, is it possible that the most obvious link is there's just not great storylines connected in the NFL right now? They just don't really exist. Or at the least, very least, they're not apparent to me. Maybe that is the answer to why interest is down. But either way... you'll wake up tomorrow morning and hear about the television ratings. They'll be massive. But like this game tonight, Patriots-Chiefs, again, I'm going to get home and I'm going to watch it just like the rest of you. We'll talk about it tomorrow, just like every other radio show in America. But am I like excited to watch the Patriots and the Chiefs tonight? Like I was actually excited to watch Alabama-Florida State, to watch Michigan-Florida, to watch Georgia Tech-Tennessee, to watch UCLA-Texas A&M. Even to watch Virginia Tech, West Virginia?
Sure.
Like, I was interested in every one of those games more than I'm interested in any NFL game. Is that unique to me, or am I in the majority here? We'll talk to John Martin about it next.
Hey, it's Kevin Johnson here, GM at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Memphis. So what's cooking at Ruth's Chris? Oh, our tender, delicious USDA prime steaks, for one. They're always sizzling. Speaking of sizzling, it's that time of year for our seasonal three-course menu, inspired by this season's fresh new flavors springing up all over the place. Your Ruth's Chris chef can source some of these flavors so you know you're enjoying fresh ingredients right at the very peak. What's more, our seasonal three-course menu starts at $44.95. For this, you'll not only enjoy three courses, you'll also get a starter and dessert as well. You might even try one of our premium new menu items like the 40-ounce tomahawk ribeye, hand-carved at your table. So come celebrate this season's fresh new fare and make plans for an unforgettable evening of sizzling steaks and warm hospitality. And visit Ruth's Chris today. And be sure you ask for Kevin when you come in. I'd love to meet you. Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. This is how it's done.
Summer buying season is here. The housing market is heating up, and whether you're newlyweds buying your first home, need a larger home for your growing family, or want a right size for retirement, Mortgage Investors Group can tailor a mortgage for you. The experts at MIG, they can help even before you start your home search. Their mortgage professionals are always available to explain your financing options, and they'll show you how much house you can afford and even pre-qualify you for a loan up to a certain amount. That way, you'll be able to communicate with confidence to your realtor and home builders and move quickly when you find that perfect home. That is among the reasons why Mortgage Investors Group is the number one residential mortgage lender in the state of Tennessee. So don't ever forget, Mortgage Investors Group is your trusted advisor looking out for your best interest. They will find and structure the mortgage that best fits your needs and achieves your goals. MIG, they want to be your home loan lender for life. So if you're buying a new home, or you need to lower your home loan payment, or you need to pull some cash out of the equity in your home, let Mortgage Investors Group work for you. Call them at 901-761-6910. That's in Memphis. Or go to the website to find the location nearest you, MIGonline.com. That's Mortgage Investors Group, Equal Housing Lender, License 109111.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 16% or less than 6? The answer is obvious. LightStream. Because with LightStream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to LightStream.com/sports. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 16% APR, LightStream could save you thousands in interest. And because LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to LightStream.com/sports. That's LightStream.com/sports. LightStream.com/sports.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Available when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Advertised rates, terms, and promotions are subject to change without notice. Conditions and limitations apply. Visit LightStream.com for important terms and conditions.
Buying a home is one of the most important financial decisions you'll ever make, and it can seem like an overwhelming process, but it doesn't have to be. Not with Mortgage Investors Group. They're committed to making your home buying experience an absolute pleasure. That's why already they have 100,000 satisfied customers in the state of Tennessee. It's why right now they are Tennessee's number one mortgage lender. They're going to work hard to exceed your expectations, and then they're going to exceed your expectations. They have unbelievable customer service that continues throughout the entire home financing process, so you never have to guess or wonder what's going on with your loan. Mortgage Investors Group will navigate the process and update you each step of the way. So if you're considering buying a new home or refinancing your existing one, or if you want to pull cash out of the equity in your home, you're going to use Mortgage Investors Group. They got an office here in Memphis. 761-6910 is that phone number, 901-761-6910. That's to Mortgage Investors Group office here in Memphis. It's at Poplar and 240. If you're outside of Memphis, don't even worry about it. They've got locations spread throughout the state of Tennessee, and you can find the one nearest you at MIGonline.com. That's MIGonline.com. That's Mortgage Investors Group, Equal Housing Lender, License 109111.
Get to JCPenney and get more fun for your money. Refresh your workout wardrobe and save big on night-to-day doorbusters, Friday 3 p.m. to Saturday 1 p.m., like 60% off select styles of exertion for everyone at home. Get tees and hoodies for him and tops and leggings for her. Also available in extended sizes. Plus, stack on the savings and get your coupon on the JCPenney app to save an extra 15%. Hurry, end Sunday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon valid 9/8 to 9/10. Some exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples, it's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
Every legend starts somewhere. Your legend starts with FanDuel. On FanDuel, there's a fantasy football contest for every fan. Play for as little as a dollar or compete for a share of the million. And you can also win incredible fan experiences and tickets to the biggest games. FanDuel has options for every fan, even new players. Get started with beginner-only contests so you can take on other new players. Just choose the contest that's right for you, then build your team. It's simple. Every player has a different salary, and you can pick any player you want. Just stay under the salary cap. And with FanDuel Friends Mode, it's easy to set up a private league so you and your friends can play all season long. Since you pick a new team every week, there's no need to worry about season-ending injuries or draft busts. New users get free entry into the NFL Sunday Million with over $1 million in cash prizes when you make your first deposit on FanDuel. Just visit FanDuel.com and sign up with promo code 8989. That's FanDuel.com, promo code 8989. FanDuel.com, promo code 8989. Void where prohibited.
Gigantic big bugs have taken over the Montana Garden. Enormous and amazing sculptures of big bugs from renowned artist David Rogers. It's the Bug Crawl September 30th, presented by Orion. It's like a pub crawl, but in the garden. Each one-of-a-kind big bug sculpture will have different cocktail and libation samples from your favorite breweries and distilleries. Enjoy live music on the Great Lawn by Object 12. And if you're hungry, grab some great grub from local food trucks. Get your bug crawl on Saturday evening, September 30th at the Botanic Garden, presented by Orion. Tickets start at just $25 at Ticketmaster or the Memphis Botanic Garden.
Guests appear via the Smile Center hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Last night, and I was kind of into it. We're going to talk about it in the next segment. Jeff Calkins will join me at 5 o'clock. Interesting story at theringer.com posted earlier today about the Grizzlies' ownership situation. Not really breaking news to people who are hardcore Grizzlies fans who follow everything, but it did open it up to a national audience, I believe, for the first time. And sort of laid out the interesting situation that the Grizzlies' ownership is about to have to settle one way or another. I'll talk to Jeff Calkins about that at 5 o'clock. But right now, he's my little buddy, co-host of the Jason and John Show. He used to date Cookie. Now he's with Sam. It's John Martin. John Martin, what's up?
Man, thank you for the applause, man. Happy to be here.
I appreciate you being here. And I want to ask you a question. Sometimes I just ask you a question because I already know your answer, and I didn't want to talk you into a grave. But this time I'm actually answering a question because I'm interested in what your answer is. And the question is, am I in the minority when I say I was much more excited and interested in the opening weekend of college football, and honestly in the second weekend of college football, than I am the opening weekend of the NFL? I look through these games, and I don't know that there are any storylines that automatically drag me in. Whereas throughout college football, there's storylines everywhere that I'm interested in. Obviously, in the NBA, there's a bazillion storylines that I'm interested in. I don't see those obviously interesting storylines in the NFL. And by extension, it makes me less interested in the NFL.
Okay, so when you say I, do you mean like I as a Memphian? Like, is that kind of where you're coming from?
Well, I pointed out with Brad in the opening segment, like, certainly this is not the case in New York, right? I mean, in Philadelphia. Like, there are places, particularly, you know, in the Northeast, where college football just does not matter, like, or it doesn't matter much. I mean, those are NFL cities, and they've been talking about the Giants and the Jets and the Eagles for months on months on months, probably not doing too many Alabama-Florida State segments. So I understand that. I'm talking about, like, in this market in the South, do you think college football is bigger than the NFL?
Oh, for sure, in the South. Yeah. Like, I think now the Dallas Cowboys are sort of, I mean, I don't think anything comes close to the Cowboys in terms of interest. Like, I think, take Alabama football, I don't think it comes close to Dallas Cowboys football. But I think top to bottom, definitely. Like, I think college football rules in the South. I will say this, though. Like, to Memphis, I see what you're saying. I think if you put college football and NFL next to each other, I think in Memphis, more people will care about college football. But I think that's pretty easy to explain because first of all, like, you have a lot of SEC teams around, and a lot of those people that went to those SEC schools, you know, they might be based in Memphis. You know, they might have gone Ole Miss or Alabama or Tennessee, and they happen to live in Memphis, so they're going to have it on and care deeply about college football and their alma maters, as opposed to, like we kind of had an NFL team for a second, but we really didn't. And so there's no NFL team here. I actually looked this up, you know, because I know you like numbers. In the Hall of Fame game this year, Memphis ranked in the top 10 for local markets when it came to ratings. They were eight. They had an 8.5 share for the Cowboys and the Cardinals. Now, that could be due to the Cowboys, but I think Memphis is just overall a sports town. And I do think that there is still an immense interest, though probably not as great and as passionate for college football. There's still a massive interest. Like, I can tell you right now, there's a Raiders club at a bar on Winchester. Now, I'll never go there, but it exists, right? There's a Redskins watch party, you know, a Redskins club that meets every weekend. Like, every fan base is sort of represented in Memphis. So I think, you know, as far as non-NFL team having markets go, I would bet Memphis probably ranks in the top 10 pretty much every week when it comes to ratings.
So I was talking about the NBA, and I said the storylines that are actually interesting to me are all over the place. I mean, you've got Kyrie now playing with the Boston Celtics after wanting to walk away from LeBron James. Like, that's an interesting storyline. You've got Paul George and Russell Westbrook playing together for the first time. That's an interesting storyline. You've got Lonzo in L.A. That's an interesting storyline. You've got LeBron starting a season without Isaiah Thomas. That's interesting. You've got LeBron. Is he extra motivated because Kyrie Irving basically said, I don't want to be with you anymore? That's interesting. Then Isaiah Thomas is going to be healthy, presumably, at some point. So we get to see how that works out. That's interesting. On a local level, we got the Chandler Parsons thing. Is that going to be any better this year? That's interesting. The Minnesota Timberwolves suddenly look like they could be a factor in the West. That's interesting. Chris Paul and James Harden together in Houston for the first time. That's interesting. The Melo and Kristaps Porzingis drama that's constantly connected to the Knicks organization. That's interesting. The Sixers and all that young talent, are they ready to turn the corner? That's interesting. What are the storylines in the NFL? There's a million in the NBA. Which one? What are the storylines in the NFL that are interesting to the casual sports fan?
Well, what about Andrew Luck and his sort of career? And is he going to be healthy? Is that interesting to you?
Not really.
I see what you're saying, right? And like Tom Brady. Well, first of all, I mean, it's more intimate because you have smaller teams, right? And so it feels like you're going to get to know what's going on more because it's a smaller, more intimate team.
What's going on?
There are fewer players, right? Like, I'm not going to argue with you about like the level of compelling storylines. I think the majority of the compelling storylines in the NFL really just relate to quarterback play. Like, I do find myself saying, like, when I'm getting ready for an NFL interview, right, and I'm like thinking about what am I going to ask an NFL guest, like, the majority of the questions are always about the quarterbacks, right? So I do see what you're saying. And I'm not saying that the NFL is the perfect league, believe me. It's got problems with, like, as somebody that's been to an NFL game the last 4 years straight, I think I'll make it five this weekend, like, man, those things are long, and there's a lot of periods where there's, like, nothing going on. So it's hard to stay invested in a game. But I still think, like, we can't sit up here and really act like the NFL doesn't matter. Like, people aren't interested
in the
NFL.
No. That's not what I'm saying at all. I understand the NFL matters more than anything else in this country. The television ratings show that week after week, year after year. The NBA, in terms of mattering, doesn't matter anywhere close to where to the extent that the NFL matters. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying I personally can't. I struggle to be interested in it because there aren't obvious storylines that draw me in. And what's interesting is that when I asked you to name some storylines for me, like you just didn't really have any.
Well, like, I mean, Odell Beckham and him being a diva, like, that's a storyline, right? I mean, I'm not saying that there are great storylines, but the NFL is also, like, it's a fun thing to watch. You know, when we play fantasy football. And so I know you don't, right? But the majority of America does.
Sure.
So, I mean, you may be in the minority. Like, I'm going to be super excited about the NFL starting tonight. I'm going to be glued to my television. Like, to me, there is not, like, I think if you put presentation versus presentation, the NBA doesn't even come close to the NFL on television. Like, the NFL is just vastly more entertaining to me to watch on television. Now, the bad games aren't. But neither are bad NBA games. So I think presentation-wise, the NFL is a better product than the NBA. So, I mean, I get that there aren't as many great and intriguing storylines. That I believe is true. I mean, But it was also like this was an unprecedented summer in the NBA too. Like it was crazy.
Sure.
Like we had a different story every week in the NBA. But yeah, I still think that, you know, people care about the NFL. And yeah, because we've had, you know, the Michael Bennett stuff and Colin Kaepernick, there probably are people who at least say they're soured on it. But I mean, the ratings aren't going to show that.
I don't believe there's more than five people on the planet who actually stopped watching professional football because of Colin Kaepernick or Michael Bennett.
There are people who say they have, though.
Yeah, I mean, people every day. I've been through this a million times. People every day say they're not going to do something anymore for reasons that they insist are true, and they don't do them. Almost nobody actually boycotts all the things that they say they're going to boycott. I got a guy sends me a Facebook message about every 3 days.
Yeah.
Tell me he's done listening to
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
And then he sends me a new message saying he was listening earlier today and I made him mad again. And he says this time he's never listening again. And then 2 days later, he sends me another message.
Yeah.
A like, bunch of misspelled words. It's mostly incoherent, but his point's pretty clear.
Yeah.
He hates me and everything that I say. And then he sends me a note the next week. And it's like, I was listening earlier today.
Yeah.
You're still up to your same stuff. I was like, yo, man, it's cool.
God bless him.
It's cool. Like, I actually sent him a pretty thoughtful, note. I was like, I don't know you.
Yeah.
But I did look at your Facebook page, and I'm reading your notes, and you don't seem like the type of person who would like me.
Yeah.
And so it totally makes sense that you wouldn't listen to me. Because I don't listen to things that I don't like, and so I completely understand. It's all good, man. And then he sends me a note back like 3 days later, like, so I was listening earlier when you said, and I'm like, yeah. And so my point is, like, that guy has told me at least six different times that he's never listening to me again.
Right.
And he listens, best I can tell, to every word that I say and reads every Facebook post that I post. And so I don't like I know there are people who say I'll never watch the NFL again because of Colin Kaepernick. I don't believe them. I don't believe them. Like, I know they say it, but I don't believe them.
Right. Plus, it's just like it's really, really, really hard to avoid the NFL. Like, if not, like, you really have to make a concerted effort because it's just going to be everywhere. Like on Monday, it's going to be everywhere. On Sunday, it's going to be everywhere. It's just it's really hard to ignore the NFL because, I mean, it is king. And it's king for a reason.
Oh, I'm not ignoring it. I'm going to watch tonight's game. I'm just saying I'm not, like, on Saturday night, I actually made dinner plans scheduled around the possibility of watching Alabama-Florida State.
Yep.
On Monday night, mm-hmm. I knew that whatever I was doing throughout that day, by the time 7 o'clock rolled around, I wanted to be able to watch Tennessee-Georgia Tech. I just don't feel that way about this NFL game or any NFL game. Tyler makes a point on Twitter that I think is a fair storyline. Adrian Peterson going back to Minnesota. Like, I can get down with that.
I mean, yeah, but, like, that's 1 week, though. That's 1 week. You know, like, that's 1 week. And it's not like, you know, so they're not in the same division. They're not going to be playing two times a year. I mean, that's fine, right? But, you know, it's not like a huge story.
Yeah.
Like, the storylines that you outline for the NBA, like, those have real implications.
Sure.
Like,
yep.
And will impact the NBA. Like, I can't really give you, like, the only thing I can give you in terms of storyline is Tom Brady being 40 years old and, like, when's he going to fall off? You
right.
know, like, that's what everybody's sort of talking about. So I agree with you. Like, there is more drama, I believe, in the NBA. Like, the NBA just sort of, and I know this sort of sounds silly, but I think there's on the outside of the games, there's way more entertainment in the NBA than there is in the NFL,
sure.
right? Like, it's almost more entertaining on the offseason, as we've talked about. But I think in terms of presentation, you know, and the games and the interest itself, like, I think if, you know, you asked me about Memphis and the South, like, let's go through the regions real quick. Do you think the NFL is bigger than college football on the West Coast?
I would think that the NFL is probably bigger than college football everywhere other than the South and perhaps, you know, like...
That, I think in the Midwest, too.
That Michigan, Ohio area.
Midwest could be close, though, yeah.
No, it's Ohio pro. Browns, Midwest
though.
Is pro.
Ohio loved the Browns stuff, though. So I think you're right. I think every region except the South and
yep.
the Midwest is probably 50-50. It's probably geared more towards NFL, and that's why they're king, because they still have the coast.
In fairness, you know, the storylines with the NFL might develop as the games start to be played. Like, if Tom Brady throws four interceptions tonight and the Patriots lose, right. Well, now we got a storyline. Like, is Tom Brady washed up? Oh, has Father Time finally got him, right?
Right.
You know,
we did that 2 years ago when they lost the Chiefs, by the way. Don't get sucked into it.
No, I remember, but that'll at least be something that's interesting that'll draw people
you're
into a conversation.
So hard against him.
It's just my point. My point heading into this season is that, like, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I'm glad it's here. I'll watch tonight. But...
John, did I not say this to you earlier off air before the show even started?
Yeah, Brad did bring it up. And I will say, like, I think that there is a massive fan base in Memphis that just likes NFL football. But there's a certain point where it stops because, like, we don't have an NFL team. You know, and college football, like, there's no comparison because, you know, you look at pretty much every rating that ever comes out for a big-time college football game, like, Alabama and Florida State last weekend. Memphis was ninth in terms of metered markets. Like Memphis, and it'll be the same way. You know, I don't know. Maybe it's changed because Memphis has been so crappy the last few years. But it used to be like that for every major college basketball guy. Like, I truly believe Memphis at this point in time, you know, if you take baseball out, Memphis is a pretty invested sports town. Like, I believe that. I mean, our success as a station has kind of shown that. We end up in the top 10 pretty much every big sporting event in ratings and viewership. So, I mean, I see what you're saying. I think college football is bigger in Memphis than the NFL, but I still think there's a massive interest in the NFL here too.
Matt tweets me and says college football is definitely bigger than the NFL in Iowa and Nebraska, but that's probably because there's not an NFL franchise in Iowa and Nebraska.
Yeah, Illinois is pro.
But there are big time college football programs there. So, I don't know. It's interesting. Like, whatever. You know, kickoff's at 7:30. Have fun with it.
You watch it, man. You'll have fun.
We'll see. I hope.
Man.
I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Man, that's John, loves the NFL.
That's John Martin. No, most people love the NFL. Like, I'm not sitting here. I hope I'm being clear. I'm not sitting here and trying to tell you the NFL sucks or that you shouldn't watch the NFL. People love the NFL.
Well,
my point is that there just aren't storylines that draw me in
right.
the way that there are storylines that draw me into other sports, most notably the NBA.
Well, like, the Cowboys have more fans in Memphis now because of Dak Prescott. Like, there were Mississippi State friends of mine who became Cowboys fans because of a college player, you know?
Yeah, I don't think that's uncommon. I think there's a lot of Tennessee fans who became Colts fans because of Peyton Manning, and then they became Broncos fans
yeah.
because of Peyton Manning. Like, I always thought in this market when we would have conversations about which football teams matter most,
mm-hmm.
like, I was never sure it was the Titans, even though they were in Tennessee.
Right.
Like, I always thought it was the Cowboys or the Steelers or Peyton Manning's team.
Peyton Manning's team.
Did describe it like that. Just whoever Peyton Manning plays for matters in the state of Tennessee
sure.
and this market. Like, I would root for the Broncos. Yeah. I don't have a favorite football team, but I would root for the Broncos because I like the idea of Peyton Manning winning,
sure.
certainly. So, like I said, kickoff's at 7:30 tonight. You can watch it on NBC. What I'll be watching, though... is U.S. Open tennis.
Oh, look at you now, the tennis fan.
I'm all in on this tennis thing now.
Do you like the women or the men more?
I like them equally, Brad.
Mm.
I just like...
You're not discriminating.
I just like high-stakes tennis. We'll talk about it next.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's NFL station and home of the Tennessee Titans, along with select Dallas Cowboys games.
This Sunday, hear both games. Titans and Oakland pregame at 11, kickoff at noon. Cowboys, Giants pregame at 7, kickoff at 7:30.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's NFL station.
Josh Heisel works for Keller Williams Realty. If you're trying to sell a home quickly and at a reasonable price, he's the guy you want to talk with. Why? Because he's got that 45-day guarantee. That's Josh's unique selling proposition. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold fast and for more money than the average agent. He sits down with you. He helps you price your home in a way that makes it attractive to buyers. Eventually, you guys agree on a price. And then if your home is not sold in 45 days at that agreed-upon price, Josh Heisaw is going to step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll buy the home from you. You pick. It is 100% totally up to you, and it's a risk-free proposition. My point, working with Josh, it doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, even if your opinion doesn't make any sense whatsoever, he will let you out of that contract. You will be free, and you will be clear. You can fire him, if that's the verb you want to use, anytime you feel like you want to fire him. You're not obligated in any way to him. He's so confident that he gives you that opportunity. Why? Because he knows you're not going to fire him because he's going to be able to do what he says he can do. So give him a call. The phone number is 461-8147. He's the only real estate agent I'd use if I were trying to sell my home. Josh Heisel, 461-8147 on the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
I'm loving this coffee because with every sip, I can save tons by downloading digital coupons at Kroger.com. I can even get a digital coupon for a free product every Friday. And every day, I can choose from over $400 in digital coupons. So I'm in.
Sign up for your free account and start saving more today at Kroger.com.
Enjoy Kroger ground beef for $1.99 a pound in the 5-pound roll. And yellow peaches are 99 cents a pound with card. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger.
Save on the latest flooring styles at Lumber Liquidators. This week, get the best selection of Woodlook waterproof floors like vinyl plank, Woodlook tile, and Click ceramic plank up to 46% off with coupon. Get pre-finished hardwood up to 35% off and bamboo up to 21% off. More from 49 cents plus special financing. And if you're a builder, contractor, or remodeler, our Pro Plus services team is ready to help. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for the store near you today.
Get down to Sam's Town Hotel and Gambling Hall, Tunica, every weekend in September. Fridays went up to $500 slot dollars with Friday Night Football Frenzy, 7 to 11 p.m. Saturdays went up to $99,000 in cash with Spinaway, 1 to 5 p.m. Win slot dollars, electronics, and other prizes in our Man Cave giveaway. Saturday nights starting at 7 p.m. Must be 21 or older. Don't let the game get out of hand. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
Could it just feel right? Sam's Town Casino.
This is Owen.
Hi there. Hello.
He's an imaginary person who represents many business owners.
What?
Owen is savvy.
I am.
He knows digital marketing is imperative to grow his business.
Yes, very important.
But he's not sure how it works or who to trust.
No, I don't.
That's why he should turn to SmartReach Digital.
Good idea.
SmartReach Digital designs programs that promote your business and generate leads. Need a digital partner you can trust?
I need SmartReach Digital.
Learn more at growwithsmartreach.com.
Gossett Motorcars invites you to visit 929ESPN.com to play the college football pickoff with awesome prizes. Speaking of prizes, Gossett has hundreds. Check them out at GossettMotorcars.net.
Guests appear via the Smile Center hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 929 FM ESPN.
He wore a bad toupee and a spray tan. So high now, hoping that I land. On a tie stick, moving through Thailand. On the radio, heard a plane hijack. Government being back like they could work. I'm moving a world of conspiracies. Obey no rules, I'm doing these. Smoke, transport to the airport. Customs, I'm joining my passport.
Jeff Calkins is your award-winning columnist over the Commercial Pill, host of the Jeff Calkins Show. He's going to be with me right after 5 o'clock. We will discuss a number of things, including the NFL conversation we've been having in the opening two segments, but also interesting story at theringer.com posted earlier today. If you haven't seen it yet, go look for it. It's about the Memphis Grizzlies ownership situation, asking the question, will the Grizzlies be the next NBA team to be sold? It's something we've talked about in this market for a while now, because it's been known that October 2017 was going to be an interesting month for the Grizzlies ownership situation. But now it has become a national story with Bill Simmons tweeting about it. I'll talk to Jeff Calkins, help him try to make sense of it, or get him, rather, to help us try to make sense of it. We're going to do that just after 5 o'clock. But right now, got four stories I'd like to discuss.
Now, Gary's four stories, presented by Bank of Bartlett. Four notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's four notable stories at 4:44. Story number one.
Roger Federer, otherwise known as the GOAT of tennis, lost last night in the U.S. Open quarterfinals. The man who did him in is Juan Martín Del Potro. He got the best of him. There,
Del Potro?
Del Potro.
Oh.
You're unfamiliar with Juan Martín Del Potro?
I've heard him in one of those Memphis Tennis Open spots, like way back when they're like, and coming to Memphis to the racquet club, Juan Del Potro.
If you would have asked me this time yesterday, what does Juan Martín Del Potro do for a living? I'd have been like, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know what you're talking about.
What's going on?
That's how little I follow tennis. Like, yeah. I know... Roger Federer.
Yeah, I know him.
And I know Rafael Nadal.
He does watch commercials.
And then it's like, and I know the Williams sisters. And then I get into a little bit of a tricky situation.
Does Andy Roddick still play tennis?
No, he does not, Brad.
Okay.
And so I'm so out on tennis and have been for a while. Not for some reason, like when I see my friends tweet about tennis, like I don't tweet back at them and go, you idiots, why do you watch tennis?
Why would you watch
that?
Like,
just be into whatever you're into.
Yeah.
I just at some point decided I don't even know that I decided. I just stopped paying attention to tennis.
Yeah.
And it's not that I grew up that way. I can remember, like, watching Wimbledon was a big deal I was a kid. I was totally into Andre Agassi.
Yeah.
But then, like, Michael Chang, Pete Sampras, yeah, Boris Becker on the women's side, Monica Seles, Steffi mm-hmm. Graf. Like, I knew more tennis players from that era than I could name right now.
Me too.
And so I don't think I ever made a decision. Like, you know what? Done with tennis.
Right.
But at some point, I was just done with tennis.
Yeah.
It just didn't register with me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Don't even know why. It just happened.
Yeah.
And so...
And then Keith Easterwood started talking about it.
And then Easterwood started talking about it, and I was at least, because I was texting back and forth with him about the women's results.
He was watching the girls.
He seems to be more interested in the women than the men.
Yeah.
And so I was texting back and forth with him. And then on Twitter last night, it became very clear, like, everybody was watching Roger Federer.
Yeah.
And, you know, the kids had already fallen asleep, and I was just sort of sitting there in front of the TV, and there was nothing really interesting happening in baseball. And so I said, you know what? I'll flip on tennis. I'll watch Roger Federer and Juan Martín Del Potro.
Del Potro.
And I will tell you,
yeah,
I had no rooting interest because I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I had no money on it.
You didn't gamble on it?
It was just watching.
What's going on?
Just watching.
Wow.
And I was totally into it. And I actually had a moment where I went, wow, tennis seems kind of fun. Why don't I watch tennis?
Why haven't I been into it?
Like, this is high stakes. Like, what I was reminded of is,
yeah,
like, how fine a line there is between, like there's one point where, you know, Federer's got, like, I think 4 set points in the third set.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if he closes that out, then he probably goes on to win the match. And then we got Federer and Nadal at the U.S. Open for the first time in history.
Yeah.
Like, tickets would have been at an enormous price.
Sure.
And instead, he blows that and then, like, blows a volley in the fourth set and, like, just ends up losing.
Yeah.
But it was, like, riveting, like, television. Like, I was totally into it.
Yeah.
And so, like, now I'm, like, I think totally into it.
You're a tennis fan?
I think I'm a tennis fan again.
Oh.
Now I gotta learn the names.
Nah, you don't need to go that far.
I don't really know the name so much.
Nah.
I mean, like, of the people still playing on the men's side, it's like, Nadal, I got that.
Juan Del Potro.
And Juan Martín Del Potro.
Yeah,
I got that.
Yeah.
But I just learned that one last night.
Okay. Who else is there?
I don't even know right now.
Wow.
I don't even know
you're
right now.
You're early in the process.
Just give me a little time.
Do we even know who Del Potro has, he's got now?
Rafael Nadal. Are you not paying attention?
Oh, Nadal.
He has to play Nadal. Because everybody was
looking forward to Federer
and Nadal.
Okay.
And now we lost Federer, but we do get the Del Potro-Nadal U.S. Open semifinal. And so I'm in. I don't really know what's going on the other side of the bracket, but I'll figure that out before I need to figure that out. My point is...
Yeah, what's your point?
I exposed myself to tennis last night.
Okay.
And I found it to be enjoyable. And
really?
So, do
you think this is something other people should get into?
I don't tell other people what to get into. Like whatever you like.
You were talking about your feelings on how you think Memphians feel about the NFL. How do you think Memphians feel about this?
I don't think they care.
Okay.
I'm just saying I personally
mm-hmm.
found tennis to be entertaining and riveting last night. I was actually nervous. I didn't even know who I wanted to win. I was just like recognizing that this must be nerve-wracking for those two guys.
Yeah.
And which made me nervous for everybody. I was just nervous for the whole thing.
It's a fun feeling.
But anyway, mm-hmm. I swear to God, I will have the television on, football tonight, but also the separate screen.
Your 2 and 3 screen experience.
I will be watching. I'll tell you what I'll be watching.
Yep.
Story number 2.
4 American women in the semifinals of the U.S. Open, Brad Carson.
It's an American experience tonight. Huh?
Keith Easterwood broke the news right here on the Gary Parish Show earlier in the week that it was possible that we could have four American women in the semifinals of the U.S. Open.
What world are we living in where Keith Easterwood's breaking tennis news on the Gary Parish Show?
He came to me and he explained to me that he liked tennis butts, but also that we could have four American women in the semifinals. And I immediately went, well, that's kind of cool. I wonder if that's rare or common. Seems rare. And turns out it is rare. It's not something that's happened in 36 years, Brad Carson. Ooh. The last time this happened, what we are experiencing at the U.S. Open
was
right
Billie
now.
Was Billie Jean King part of it?
I don't know. I didn't look that part up. Sorry. I'm just saying I was 4 years old.
Yeah, you were young.
I was a young
lad.
Toddler.
You were a young, little mini Pele.
I was like a little mini Pele running around Horn Lake.
Yeah.
And so 36 years later, we get it again. And Serena's not even involved because she's either pregnant or she had her baby. I think she had her baby, didn't she?
I think so.
Yeah, so anyway, she's not
in. Did you drop that kid yet?
I don't know. Like, deliver that child?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Her beautiful baby?
Serena Williams.
I think she had that baby.
I don't know.
I feel like she had that baby, Brad.
Really?
Yeah.
And Alexis, that other white dude she had the kid with. Yeah, what's his name? The rich white dude. What's his name? Alexis?
His name is her fiance. Who cares what his name is?
All right.
I'm just saying, what are the odds that we'd have four American women in the semifinals of the U.S. Open, and one of them's not Serena, widely recognized as the GOAT?
She's the GOAT.
It seems improbable.
Here
we are. Do you know how the semifinals break down, Brad?
I'd love to hear.
It's Coco Vandeweghe.
What's going on?
Who is the
that
niece? Kiki's niece.
Hey!
Lynette.
I'm getting into it. Now I'm feeling it.
Kiki's niece.
Kiki Vandeweghe
is going to be playing Madison Keys.
Oh, my goodness.
Venus Williams. That's Serena's sister. You
What's
know about
on?
That, right?
Yeah, I know her. Yeah.
Is going to be playing Sloane
Not
Stephens.
Not as attractive as she is, though.
I disagree.
No, Serena, way better looking.
I think we've argued about this before.
I prefer Team Serena, let me just be clear.
I prefer Venus to Serena.
And I think the obvious reasons are apparent to both of us.
What are the obvious reasons?
You know, she's got two things to be proud of.
Who?
Along with a new baby.
Who?
You know what I mean? Serena.
Big boobs?
Yeah.
You love her big boobs? What about her big butt?
She's got that too. You got both. Two for the price of one, Gary.
You love Serena.
Yeah.
If you could only hug either Venus or Serena, you would hug Serena.
It's not even close. I'm sure Twitter will back me up on this.
I think I would hug Venus. That's not the way I wanted to talk about the glorious Williams sisters.
No, I don't want to objectify women either.
I didn't want to objectify the Williams sisters. What I wanted to tell you is that, can you imagine being Venus Williams, who is like maybe one of the 10 or 15 best women's tennis players in history, right?
Yeah.
And yet nowhere close to her sister.
No.
Like, is that unbelievable? You could be one of the 10 or 15 best at something ever and nowhere close to your sister. Does that happen anywhere else in sports? Do you know another example?
I can't think of another example. However, the good news for Venus, sis is pregnant, so she can go knock as many of these jokers out while she's on pregnant leave.
How about Venus? Like, when she hears Serena got pregnant, she's like, oh, I'm so happy for you.
I'm going to go kill
it. And she's
like,
I'm about to add me another major.
Stacking trophies
now. I got my sister out of the way.
Yeah.
So who are we pulling for, Venus Williams?
I think I'm going for Venus. I want her to win some stuff while her sister's on pregnancy leave.
I want her to win some stuff while her sister is on, I think we would call it now, maternity leave.
Beg your pardon, yeah. Maternity.
You don't have to beg my pardon, Brad. We're Team Venus. And who are we rooting for on the other side? Maybe this Del Potro character?
Del Potro, sure. Yeah.
He seemed like a nice enough guy in his post-game interview.
I like his name.
Plus, his name's Del Potro, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So mark me down.
All right.
I'm Team Del Potro, and I'm Team Venus.
All right.
Can't wait to watch tennis tonight.
Story number three.
The Redbirds took game one of their best of five series with the evil Colorado Springs Sky Sox last night. Brad Carson. They are now two wins away from Pacific Coast League.
Oh, boy.
Something or another.
Shout out to the Redbirds.
Shout out to the Redbirds. Congratulations to them.
Read a story that their attendance is up also this year.
Well, that's good news because that's something we talked about when the season just begun. Like, can you get people to go back to AutoZone Park?
They're coming back.
Did you go back this summer, Brad?
I did two games this year, Gary.
How about that? That's good. Good
two
for
games.
You.
Thank you. Did you go to any games, Gary? Any Redbirds games for Gary Parrish?
I'm embarrassed to tell you that.
No.
I did not. But it's not because I don't love AutoZone Park or want to support them. It's just like
You got four jobs.
I got a million jobs.
Now
and a
you're
million
doing football
kids.
Silence for God's sakes. Leave some jobs for somebody else, man.
Got too many jobs and too many kids. Hard to get anywhere these days, you know?
This is true.
How did I end up with this life? All these kids and all these jobs.
Got no time for Redbirds games.
I got no time for nothing, man. What did I do?
Tough.
What did I do to myself?
Story number four.
The Las Vegas Police Department has asked Roger Goodell to investigate Michael Bennett because they say Michael Bennett blatantly and obviously lied about the incident that occurred in Las Vegas after the Conor McGregor Floyd Mayweather fight, and that he has defamed them as a police department. Now, Michael Bennett says, no, the police department's lying. And so it seems like this is probably going to end up being one of those stories where, where, like, if you believe Michael Bennett, you're going to believe Michael Bennett. And if you are the type of person who never wants to believe the black guy, you're probably not going to believe Michael Bennett.
Well, and Goodell's already issued a statement on Michael Bennett's behalf.
Yeah, and poor Roger Goodell. Can you imagine him? He's like, you guys want me to do another investigation?
I'm screwed either way.
Like, I am the worst at investigations.
Yeah, don't like, add this.
I screwed up the Tom Brady investigation. Yeah. Screwed up the Ezekiel Elliott investigation. Jeez, like, I don't really want to get involved in another
investigation. He gets compensated for this crap.
But I will say, the Las Vegas Police Department came out pretty strongly and definitively saying this did not happen the way Michael Bennett described, and it did not happen for the reasons Michael Bennett said that it happened. Mm-hmm. Their explanation is that as they were trying to clear what they thought was an active shooter scene, he was hiding behind slot machines, and then he darted off in a suspicious way.
Right.
And that is why they singled him out. Not because he was black, not because he was big and black, not because he was a famous football player, for no other reason than he was acting inconsistent with the rest of the crowd, which may or may not be true. The good news is this happened in a casino, so perhaps we'll get the...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.